Do you have a loved one that might need a little extra care? Check out Regency on the Lake. Located in Fort Gratiot, Regency on the Lake offers the latest healthcare services with rehab, respite, and long-term care. 810-385-7260.
All right, 7:40. Let's talk a little Greek tragedy, shall we? Because that's what's on stage this weekend. Interstage Right presents Antigone. Regina Spain from ESR is with us. This is quite a show, isn't it?
I mean, it's 7:40 in the morning. Let's talk Greek tragedy, shall
right,
we?
Exactly. Well, and this is your tech week, and you know, as people who are even the least bit aware of theater know, that's the busy week. That's the week that you get ready to open. Opening night is tomorrow.
And I only have it a quarter of my life. So, you know, that's, you know, once a month, we got tech week. So let's do it.
Yeah. So yeah. Your director is Kaylee Loxton.
Yes. She's doing such a wonderful job with mm-hmm. this. She's doing amazing. She loves the Greek comedies and tragedies. And so this was her year to do Antigone. She was so excited to do it and has put together a wonderful team to get it out there for us. Yeah.
Well, let's meet the performers that have come in here. Who'd you bring in?
So we brought Tom, which is new to us,
yes.
New to theater. This is his first show ever, and I don't want to mess up your last name, Tom.
It's Macaulay.
Okay, I was right then. I just didn't want to mess it up.
There you go.
He's playing our Century. So he's having fun with that. And then we have Rachel Kearney, of course.
Hello, Rachel.
Which is the sister to Antigone.
Okay.
Ismene, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll mess up the names all day because I'm just designed. So.
I was looking at, I hadn't really looked at the cast list yet. I was looking and I see that Chloe Giulio is Antigone.
Yeah, she's our Antigone. It's been a huge leap for her.
I guess. Yeah. And what is really cool is we've watched Chloe grow up. She was first on stage at ESR when she was, I want to say, like...
Six or seven. Don't do that.
But from a very young age. And
yes.
So, you know, I've been on stage with her, and just to watch her grow... Not only as a person, but as a performer, has been something.
Oh, it's really fun to see her take this title role and be stoic when she needs to be, and you know, kind of fight with yeah. her sister, fight with the king. It's been a good time with just watching her and her growth with it. Yeah.
Rachel, tell us a little bit about the story. What are we going to see on stage at Antigone?
Oh, well, it's a little bit sad, as you might think, with the Greek tragedy. But basically, Antigone and Ismene, their two brothers died in a war, like within their state or whatever. And one of them is deemed like a hero and honored, and the other is deemed like can't be buried, can't be honored in any way. And Antigone says, I'm going to go bury him, like I'm going to give him his honors, you know. And then Creon, the king, is not happy with that. So
that's an understatement,
yeah,
I think.
He's a little bit upset. So, yeah, he decides that Antigone needs to be punished. And, yeah.
There you go. Tom, how'd you get involved in this?
I mean, I've been coming to see shows semi-frequently throughout the years. And I've always wanted to do it. You know, I don't know how people find out if they want to be an actor, but when you... go to the show and you see these people having so much fun on stage, and it's like, I mean, I like the scene. I'm listening to the story, but I also just kind of want to be up there playing.
Yeah, and how's the experience been for you so far?
Oh, amazing!
Yeah,
absolutely. I love it. I'm addicted.
What do you like about this show? Tell us a little bit about your character and what you like about this show.
I play a guard. That's my title. That's my name, I guess. And it's in the beginning, I have to arrest Antigone, and you know, Creon, he threatens my life, and I get to have a lot of fun with him not being allowed to take it from me. So,
And that's Marty, by the way.
I was going to say, Creon's having fun.
Creon's having fun torturing a not only the Century, but, you know, Tom as new.
Yeah, Marty Garibaldi has been in a lot of shows at ESR, and you talk about, you know, watching people grow as actors. Marty has really become a very good actor, hasn't he?
From his first show with us, which was Tales from Grimm, to now. I mean, Grimm, when he was in that, like, you know, he just kind of wanted to have fun, but he also wasn't like taking it seriously. It's like, oh, you know, I'll learn the script at some point. And, you know, and everything. To see him now, I mean, to see his leer was just, you know, and so, and his growth. And I tease about him messing with Tom. He really is, like, you see him now kind of take our new people under his wing, and you know, and a lot of times, and so that's been a treasure to see him grow too.
And we were talking about, you know, Chloe, who we've seen, you know, through elementary, junior high, and high school. Mm-hmm. Marty, this is his retirement.
You know, I know,
this is
right?
Like what he's doing for fun in retirement.
Yes, he got a little bit upset when he retired because he was so excited. You guys have to work and everything. And I just, now I'm going to go play at ESR. And then COVID happened 2 months later.
Yeah, oh, that's
and
right.
Everyone was home and he was a little upset about that. But retirement, he spends so much time helping us build and everything. We have such a great team at ESR. I mean, it just, Interstage Right has I think, come so far as our community and always accepting new people in. And things, and it's been a,
that's
you,
always,
you know.
I fell in with you guys a few years ago, and it's nice to see new people like Tom join in and play and have fun.
Yeah.
Tell us what else we need to know about this show or want to know. What are we going to see?
When you first walk in, I think you're going to see, so as the scenic and costume designer, you're going to aesthetically, I think that it's pretty beautiful.
Yeah.
And even when our cast and everything and team walked into the first time the set, because I got the set done pretty early. done is a relative term. Alexis Stevens was there until, you know, midnight or whatever with me last night, working on the gardens and everything while I did costumes. And the costumes have changed a little bit from my original vision of it, but have come a long way. So I think aesthetically, it's really, you know, selfishly, I'm going to say, aesthetically, it's
cool.
Beautiful. And then you're going to experience, which is something that's important to us. Just like last month, we, you know, had the experience of the local playwrights and everything, which was really nice, and people came out for it. This is another experience, right? To get these classics that you don't find other places. And so that's really important to us. And so hopefully people will come out for our, typically it's lower houses and everything, because people are like, oh, a Greek tragedy. But it's unfortunately still timely.
Yeah.
So, you know.
All right. Antigone opens this weekend. Theme weekend for the first weekend. So Fancy Friday on Friday night. Theme Saturday. Mm-hmm. So wear your toga.
Toga.
Or then Lazy Sunday, wear your jammies.
Exactly.
All right.
Public appropriate pajamas.
If you can wear it to Walmart, you can wear it to ESR on Sunday.
There you go. On Sunday. There you go. Perfect.
And 7 o'clock on Friday and Saturday, 2 o'clock on Sunday for the next 3 weekends.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's do it.
Break legs.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks
for coming in.